B'chayris, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Maisa she'alechi atachtin oidif ala elyon. There was a story where the bottom cheekbone stuck out, a gewisse deformity, for which many people would have corrective surgery. It certainly doesn't look nice. That the bottom cheekbone stuck out in a prominent way, a gewisse mum, more than the top. V'sholach Rav Shimon Gamliel l'chachomim, v'amru loy harei ze mum. That deformity is yamum. Other mumin, oizen hagdish shehoise kvula. It's a gewisse deformity. The tzad hashav in these mumin is that they don't malform the functioning of the animal. It's a gewisse choiser in the tzura of the behemoth. It's cosmetic almost. Oizen hagdi over here also. The ear is doubled over. There's like the bone of the ear is doubled over on the outside. It would make a person look very strange. And mistama, again, a person would have corrective surgery today. If it's in an animal, it's considered a balmum. Amru chachamim, they say like this. Bizman sheyetzem echod, if there's only one bone that's holding on to the, all that whole flap of the outer ear, it's only the top part which is doubled over. So that could look strange. So that's a mum. V'meino etzem echod, if there's two earlobes that are next to each other, ain't a mum. Having an extra earlobe is not a deformity. It's having extra. And over here, there's no knotel dummy. So it's not as if the ear is missing. So it's not a mum. Obviously, a knotel on the earlobe is not a mum. So it's not bechlal kol mum rod. Mufarshim amiskashi. Look at the rav. It's miskashi to understand what the chilik is. If it's one earlobe or two earlobes, you see also that the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdosh in Perek Zayin, Kanir also didn't understand this way because he has a Faketa Gersa, which might be more understandable. The Rambam seems to have a Gersa, the way he brings it Lahalocha is Faket, that Bizman Shei Etzem Echod, then it's not a mum, because it's a gewisse deformity of the ear. No, Nishgefelo, the animal's not limping. We don't see that as a total deformity of the animal. Mashenkin, it's two earlobes, so then it's mamish kenotl. He doesn't say kenotl, but he just says that's possible. Chore the havana is, because that's kenotl. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel loyme, znav hagdi shehi doyme, l'shol chazir, if it has a tzura, the tail of a gdi, has a tzura of a chazir. What exactly this is, the Rav brings from the Gemara, that the tail of a gdi is wider more than it's thick. So mele, if it's like a chazir, that it's round, so, and it's not thin, so that's a mum, that's a deformity. V'sheim bo sholesh chulyos. Also, if the tail doesn't have three joints, so then harez a mum, that's also a bal mum. The Rav just brings to the Gemara, the metzias of sheim bo sholesh chulyos, is the usual for a sheep, not for a goat. That means normally a sheep has three, so having two would be a mum. Gdi that we were talking about in the previous mum of Rav Chananya ben Gamliel normally has two, so over there the mum would be only one. Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, as she yabeles be'enoi. Yabeles has some type of wart or boil, it's used in other places in the Gemara, and it has in it here. And that it has it in the eye, that type of wart would be considered a mum. V'shenifkam etzem yodoy, the bone of the hand, meaning say the front, the etzem ragloy, or the leg, which is the back legs, where it's nifkam, kanira, that's nifkam bitzuroso, something where it's mamish, where the bone is split, deformed. V'shenifsak atzmoy shebepiv, the etzem of the mouth is the jawbone. The jawbone is the bone in which the teeth are kavua, and if there's some type of crack over there, that's also a mum. Einoy achas gedoylo, if it has one big eye like a calf, we're talking about a normal gdi, so we're talking about it has a larger eye like an egel. The achas ktano, like a, it says avas, like a dog. Oznoi achas gedoilo ve'achas ktana. Kitzur, there's a clear deformity between the two eyes or between the two ears. B'mara, b'oifin where it's nicker. Avaloi b'mido. That means where it's something that doesn't look strange. But something, if you measure the two eyes, that means if you fit him for glasses, this animal, it could be that you'd have to make the size of the glasses a little bit different from the left side to the right side. Because taka, if you'd make him horseshoes, it would have to be a little bit bigger. But it's not something that's nikkel l'ayin, that he's deformed. That's not enough of a shinui to render the animal a balmo. If one of the beitzim, the chelik hagid of the behemo hazochor, is bigger than two, it can't be a slight deformity, it has to be mamish outsized, that it's one is as big as two mechaverto, that's not a deformity. That means it doesn't create a dysfunctioning, and it's not a movement, sad the tzuras habehema, the tzuras habehema chitzoini is not affected by the goydel beitzov. So that would not be considered a movement.